This is a Sprite Weather Diary for Tuesday, the 9th of December, 2025.
Hello, I'm currently boiling, but a couple of days ago I was freezing in Chilean Patagonia, and I'm going back in a week, so my body is very confused. My body thermometer is very confused. What I definitely think is I need to leave. I'm happy to be leaving Santiago because I think it's making my eyes very itchy. It's something in the air, lots of shit in the air probably, and it's spring and things fall into your eyes from like trees all the time. And I cycle, so to work, to my house or my ex-house, or where I'm staying right now in my last week in Santiago. So I just have a constant feeling of having things inside my eyes, or like falling into my eyes. Doesn't help the fact that when that happens, I just like touch them and scratch them. And yeah, I feel like when I was in Patagonia, I was there for like a week, a couple of days ago, and my eyes didn't itch at all, partly because it's not spring down there in Puerto Natales, and partly because it's not a big polluted city, which I think also contributes to my, what you call it, like eye fever. It's like my eyelids get very itchy on the outside, and I have a feeling of having something on the inside. And I got checked a month ago or so, and I got given like this cream or like also some pills, and it went away, but it comes back every time I'm not on that and every time I'm in Santiago, because I wasn't on any meds down in Patagonia and it was completely fine. So I'm pretty sure I just need to leave the city, and then it will get better. But also it's fucking cold down there, like very, very cold. And we went up this Torres del Paine, it's called, like three big, or more than three, but big stone structures that like from ancient times, hundreds, thousands of years ago. I didn't really research any of the like story or when they were formed, how they were formed. Like I imagine wind erosion, because they got kind of have this like vertical texture. Like they're not staggered. You know, when you cut through a piece of land or something, and you get these staggered layers of stone, rock, soil, minerals, whatever. And these are like vertical. They're like on the very, very top of the Andes. So that's like kind of mind blowing. But I didn't do any of the research, which I will for the next weather diary. But it's really freezing up there, and lots of wind. Lots of sand in the air, and like there was still snow up there. So but then also sand from the floor kind of blew into my eyes again. Not the same feeling as in Santiago though. And mostly the cold up there was due to the wind more than the actual temperature was, what, like, 2 degrees maybe. It was sunny, but kind of like in intervals, because it was cloudy, and due to the wind, clouds were like really just passing through really fast. And you could really see, like, in almost as if you played, I don't know, a video times two, like in fast, like you when you fast forward. And the clouds just like skimmed through. That was really fun to watch. A really meditative spot. But I also get this thing. I need to really like get a thorough, some thorough exams or checks in my eyes, because I feel like they don't do well in the cold either. So I can't I can't leave them open for too long. Or extreme cold or extreme hot weather. They don't do well there either. So I'm going to have to get some exams soon. Thanks, Sprite Weather Diary, for reminding me I have to get my eyes checked.
Hello everyone, it is Tuesday the 9th of December at 2 p.m. I am currently in northeast London at my lovely home. I've just had quite an entertaining bike ride back along the canal because I was following this other cyclist, and he was kind of miffing me off quite a bit because he was dangerously driving, and he was on his phone like chatting, and it's a time of year where the ground's constantly wet. Like, I haven't seen dry ground in a long time, so you've got to drive really cautiously because it is slippery and there's lots of mush and like leaves and mud. But yeah, I was being quite judgmental because I was hearing some of the chat and it sounded a bit like pretentious fashion diva chat. And he'd been a bit of a silly fool, and he'd wore light coloured jeans or light coloured pants. And with all the mud, he was on a line bike, so doesn't have a back mud guard. And it had sprayed him very tightly, all the mud basically up his ass. And it did look like, to others, you're kind of low looking at it, that he hasn't shat himself, but it did look like he'd shat himself. And I think it was so tightly sprayed that if he got off and had a look, he wouldn't actually see much of it. So yeah, super unfortunate for him. Quite naughty of me, because I usually would be kind, but yeah, he'd peeved me off a little bit. So anyway, he'll find out later. But yeah, it's definitely this season and the weather at the moment not to be wearing light coloured pants along the canal. But yeah, it was a really nice cycle home because my way to work this morning was a lot more like arduous because there was a lot of wind against me and it was super tiring. It is super mild out today though. Like, it's basically just a flat, very thin grey sky. Now and then it like spits down a little bit, but otherwise it's super lovely and mild, like 13-ish degrees. So if someone said to me it's like summer, I almost would be like, yeah. Like, wouldn't think much of it. It's so mild. Like, because the wind was giving me quite some trouble this morning, I'd like taken a wee break along and I'd stripped off my clothes. I was just sitting there for like half an hour in almost like a tank top. And if people were wearing t-shirts out and about, I just wouldn't blink an eye. Like, that's the degree. So it just does not feel like winter at the moment. Super strange. Although people, I think, are psychologically used to being committed to December being winter. So people were still like marshmallowed up wearing like 60 gloves. You know what I mean? But it's actually really not necessary today. It was quite a lovely day of, like, I guess, people's lives and homes really spilling onto the canal. Because I guess a nice day, temperature-wise, the people were doing a lot of, like, boat maintenance. It smelled so good along there with all the, like, wood fires burning to kind of, like, heat their boats. So the canal just smells, like, lovely and homely along it at the moment, which is so nice in this outside space. So like, yeah, the community really like manifesting in the senses, which is gorgeous. But otherwise lots of, I guess, some more trees kind of losing their leaves. So lots of what I would describe like lots of putrid yellows today along the path, and that pukey colored leaves that remind me of ginkgo leaves, but ginkgos feel a little bit more like opaque and sometimes warm undertoned, whereas these are a little bit more, yeah, pukey, translucent, which isn't so nice. But yeah, lots of maintenance also by like the canal minders. I don't know what to call them, but they're cutting back all the grass and stuff along the path the last couple of days. Paint was still not drying in studio at the moment. So like over a week, and some of the blacks, which are mixed up by many pigments, so it's some of the last kind of things to dry. But I'm still deeply, deeply wet, like not even tacky. And just a month ago, it would have been tacky. So once again, I'm having to be very patient with my work. What I will say as well is watch out for spiders at the moment. I know I kind of shit talked to them maybe a couple of months ago. So honestly, that's my fault. But they're definitely still about and trying to find refuge in my house at the moment. Like, pain in the ass. And basically, I got bit like a week ago and had a really bad reaction. Like, three quarters of my forearm basically swelled up. And I had to, at night, go to the doctors. And I'm on my, like, fifth day of antibiotics. I'm bloody taking penicillin like four times a day at the moment. It's kind of taken over my life. And I was so determined as well that the spider was still in my room. So two nights ago, me and my flatmate, she was very sweet. She was like, all right, if your guardian spirit's telling you that it's in the room, we're going to bloody find it. We spent 2.5 hours and we managed to find the spider. And it was well bigger than my, like, I don't know, like my middle finger. So like, we're given like, I don't know how big my finger, I don't know, it's giving me 8 centimeters or something. It was massive. We caught it under a takeaway container and had big fangs. But yeah, unfortunately, I'd had, maybe it was bacteria infection, I don't know, but I swelled up super quick. So yeah, all I'm saying is watch out. Watch out for the spiders at the moment. They're back and about and seeking refuge from the cold. But anyway, I hope you're all well.
Hello. I just recorded this whole thing and forgot to press record. Brilliant. It wasn't very good, so let's go again. So today we are, as you can probably hear, right in the middle of the storm. Is it Storm Bran? I don't know if that was a previous storm. I think there's a few overlapping ones maybe, or sometimes that does happen, doesn't it? But yeah, today's a storm day. It's that funny thing where it's surprisingly mild, which tends to happen when it's, you know, when it's raining, or a bit like how it is today. It's warmer than you expect. So I'm just doing some nice laps around the garden. And honestly, I'm really enjoying this wind and this storm. It's so refreshing. I'm sure that is very easy to say, because nothing wrong is happening here. I know there's lots of, there's a huge weather warning, there'll be issues and stuff happening and things going wrong. But on a totally personal, subjective, privileged level, I'm really enjoying it. I really like this energy. I think it's to do with also just being inside a lot recently. Uma's had a cold, so we've been helping her through that, and she's been amazing. And work just requires being inside a lot, and which means it's totally relevant, but I've just been absolutely all consumed by Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I don't know if anyone else has watched it. I used to say, I haven't really watched many of these shows, but I did watch the beginning of Beverly Hills, and I felt like that should be in a museum. And I actually now think this show, Salt Lake City, should also be in a museum. I can't believe it exists. It's amazing. But yes, that's probably a good indication of how inside I've been recently. So yeah, it's pretty amazing just standing out in the storm when you're safe to do so, like this. And otherwise, yeah, this kind of weather that I guess people would say more drab, but I find it really nice. It's quite helpful for us as well, because we're in that kind of acceleration through December, towards the end, which I know lots of people have and we have every year. But beyond that, January is our, you know, operation Move Back to London, so it's all kind of go, so this kind of gust of wind feels quite prophetic, feels appropriate, feels helpful. I feel like I'm going to use it, give myself a push as we move on. Yeah, that's it. Otherwise, having a really lovely time. I'm really enjoying this. It's probably more interesting for you to just hear it. So there you go. Here's the weather today.
Hello. Recording this from inside my mum and dad's garage because it is rainy and windy, very windy, and has been like this for the last, I'd say, 4 days. And that has coincided, as I'm sat on a washing machine, if you heard some metallic sound then, that's coincided with Uma being unwell. And the first, she's all good. She's her first, it's her third cold, we think. She's doing really well. She like has moments where I think more than anything, she gets a bit confused by what's going on. But apart from that, she's still happy, smiley, just like bunged up. So yeah, we've been inside because she had a bit of a cough. Don't really want to be going out in the wet and the cold and the wind. So her being unwell has matched the weather being very, we've had a lot of rain. I feel like it's rained all of the time. It's the first time this winter I feel like we've been, had a real like inside little patch. I think I've been in the house a lot without the nap walks. And it's noticeable not having that time outside. So when Uma's better, we'll get back on those straight away. And it's an obvious thing to say, but like the interactions with the weather are obviously less. The interior looking out onto it. Also, I think in winter it can look worse than it feels. You step outside, like from looking through a window, particularly rain. Rain can always looks heavier from inside. Maybe that's really stupid, but I know what I mean. Because of that, I haven't really had, I think that is my observation really. I've been inside, we've been inside, for the first proper little spell, this winter. So right now it's like white, grey, overcast, pretty windy, like loud wind, can hear the trees and like, kind of like anything that blows in the wind is doing so. Flat, grey, white sky. And then we had pretty heavy rain this morning, quite heavy rain last night, for a long time. Like it was, you know, when it's like prolonged, it's long enough that you notice it still going on. So yeah, that would be the observations. There was a load, we're in the middle of Hampshire here, south coast of England. We are close to the sea, but we're not that close to the sea. And we had a load of seagulls flying over this morning, whom I loved. But it was bizarre, like a lot of seagulls. Every now and then you'll get like the odd seagull. This was like a load of them. And I wondered if they'd been blown in by the wind. I don't know. I want to look up what they're doing. What are you doing, seagulls? Going to the football tonight. Southampton are playing West Brom. Excited about that, going with my dad. The rain should have dropped off by then. That'll be my first sort of like venture outside in what feels like quite a long time. That's my update. Hopefully Uma will be better. And then we'll also be out a little bit more over the next 2 weeks. Okay, bye.
Tuesday, the 9th of December, 2025. 9:44 a.m. Gadigal country. It's been a breathless morning. Strangely still. There's an expectant warmth on the way. 30 degrees plus. Although it's not overly hot yet, but there's definitely an idea of heat sort of looming. Something that's struck me lately, sort of an idea more than ever, really. It's not really the weather itself, but sort of the variability of it all. this changing sort of nature. Sort of all the things that we attribute as weather, or the infinite iterations it takes every day, every moment. No two mornings, yeah, no two moments are ever the same, really. But we still insist on treating each one as a version, sort of this version of a norm that doesn't exist. A perpetual chasing of a stable pattern, I guess, that sort of never arrives either. The spectre of the weather. A spectre we keep attempting to catch over and over again. I guess there's something strange in the way that we reify the weather itself, make it into its own thing. A continuous becoming. Like maybe this daily naming, this predicting, this describing is a way of reifying ourselves in some ways, kind of knowing who we are in relation to something, which is sort of funny when it's in relation to something so slippery as the weather. I guess it's sort of a weatherer's self-making, a reflective surface in constant motion almost. Lately, I guess also the extremities have felt very undeniable. From one elevation where there was snow and it was 0 degrees overnight, to another 4 days later, a different location, 40 degrees and fires indiscriminately running along the coast. An undeniable climactic disparity. A kind of folding against itself. But yeah, today there's a warmth that's due, followed by a torrential rain. And I guess that's another abrupt swing, another reminder that this idea of the weather never really was predictable. It makes me consider whether the attention that we actually give it isn't just a habit, some idle small talk, or maybe it's sort of a negotiation between self and place, a way of orienting, sense-making, refining or maybe defining who we are in a world that no longer behaves predictably, never really did behave predictably. A world, I guess, in which the atmosphere itself has and always was. Maybe it always was sort of an active participant in the identity of self. Sort of the moods and the fears. And adjunct to that, I wonder what sort of part of us is forming or changing, dissolving alongside it as it currently moves and evolves. Weather observation.
Thanks so much for listening. This run of the Sprite Weather Diary will be releasing an episode every other Tuesday, so subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so that you can catch every episode. You can also listen directly on our website or on SoundCloud. The Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, and currently featuring Ben Sassen, Anna Pagiole, and our other contributors. A huge thank you to all of them, past and present, for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can just go straight to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like the Sprite Weather Diary from just £1 a month, you can head over to patreon.com/sprite. We are currently on our ever eternal funding drive. We're looking to get about ideally 30 more supporters paying either £1 or £3 a month. Something like that could really help make Sprite self-sustaining from a financial point of view. And ideally, any more supporters than that, we can start to show more artists. And then more than that, we can then start to pay those artists more. So, yeah, if you are aware that things are really tight, But if anyone is feeling extra generous and would like to help Sea Sprite grow, please feel free to donate through our Patreon. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.